floor. Other way, in the middle, you're in the whole shit.
That was rude.
Thanks for doing the show, guys. I really like it. Okay, did it say fans will be notified soon? That's when we could start the show.
Oh, we're not live now.
Not yet. You'll have a little blurb.
Can
Oh, your fans are being notified. Sweet. Awesome. We just started the show, guys. Are you ready? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I think so.
Yeah. Oh, sweet. Hey, guys. Welcome to Rank You Very Much. I'm your host, Joe Bates. Here's the theme song.
Rank You Very Much. Joe Bates.
Thank you very much, guys, for coming on to the show, watching it here on BidChat. I'm your host, Joe Bates, of course, and as always, we rank the best and worst of everything and anything. And I have two experts to the side of me. Let's not get started on here. Let's not get started. Let's just stay here. Let's stay in this moment. We're going to be talking about the worst marketing campaign today, folks. The worst marketing campaign. And I got to get rid of this cat real quick, who is being a real jerk. Jeez Louise. I got a cat who is a real jerk. Worst marketing campaign. We have our experts here, folks. To the left of me here, we have he's a major in communication, so he knows his stuff. But mainly we have him here because his father is the CEO of Viacom. So he's around ads all the time, and I'm kind of doing a favor for his father. So we'll see how intelligent he is.
I'm around ads all the time.
Okay. Austin Fry is your name. How are you doing today?
I'm okay.
That's good, man. Yeah, sweet. Was it easy to get in today? Easy to get in here?
Yeah, I used my pass.
Oh, you used your pass. Yeah. Awesome. Sweet, yeah.
Company pass.
Becky, the secretary, loves seeing passes from different companies. Yeah. So she always just lets people in here, which is nice. Thanks, Becky. To the right of me, maybe wondering who this expert is. And you know, you can tell he's intelligent because he wears glasses. Folks, this is the inventor of the selfie stick 2.0, Jonathan Fendler.
Hi, how's everyone doing? Great to be here.
I hear you have a nickname of sorts, John.
Yeah, yes. Well, my father is someone of note, too. My nickname is King Vitamin Jr.
King Vitamin Jr. Wouldn't that make you Prince Vitamin?
Never thought of that, but yeah, I think you're right.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks.
Prince Vitamin. It sounds better, too.
So your dad is a cereal.
He was the guy that was the spokesman for that cereal.
I see. So he was basically the guy opposed for King Vitamin. They found King Vitamin. They said, "Hey, can you pose for a cereal? Also, we're gonna name our cereal after you."
Yes.
Okay, that makes sense. I don't see what hell else he would do.
That was a good ad campaign.
Yeah, that was a pretty good solid
King
one.
King Vitamin, eat it.
Eat it. It was better than Just Do It, more efficient by 33.3%.
Yeah, three letters. Three less letters, folks. So, Nike, maybe learn a thing, too, from Prince Vitamin over here, or King Vitamin Jr.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
We'll see how it goes. But, folks, we got a great episode. We're going to talk about worst marketing campaigns. And behind me, as always, is the list. Folks, let's look at the list here. Number one, Puppy Monkey Baby, as you remember from last year's Super Bowl. Army Strong, which apparently we're attacking the Army in this episode. DraftKings, that commercial you see every commercial break telling you can win millions of dollars by setting up a lineup. Napa Know How, that was a March Madness about 2 years ago. Napa Know How. Real annoying after three commercials. Avoid the Noid, which is Domino's. Was it Domino's?
Domino's.
Yeah. Avoid the Noid, that says that weird little thing apparently that crushes pizza.
Pizza Domino's, not like the ones where you connect them together.
Oh, okay. The pizza place Domino's. Yeah. not the ones that people play and they go, eat.
It's good to clarify because I thought it was the game.
You thought it was the game too? I'm glad he did because I thought we're just going to be putting little dominoes down. And then you ever set up a big, you know, you set up a bunch of Domino's boxes on its side, and then you set it up all throughout the house, and you push a Domino's box down, and then all of it goes down all over. You ever done that?
Yeah. I usually just use the Domino's instead of the boxes.
Yeah, that's probably.
That makes more sense.
Yeah, that's probably more efficient. Okay, well, let's keep going here then. The Bud Light Party, which is Seth Rogen and Amy Schumer's hellscape of a commercial. Ajax, stronger than dirt, folks. Stronger than dirt. And Life Alert, fallen and I can't get up. We all remember that one, the old lady that we just love to see suffer. Good impression. The Energizer Bunny keeps going and 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 Hallmark, when you care enough to get the best. Hallmark. In Ford Escape, the hands-free lift gate, which is that thing where you put your foot under the trunk of the car and the trunk opens. That's a foot. This is what a foot looks like. If you guys are wondering, I don't know. I don't know how you guys are doing out
this
there.
This is how a gate opens.
But again, folks, just so you know, at any time, you guys can call in. Let us know if you have a worst marketing campaign idea that you think should be on here from any commercial. We'll add it to the list. Also, if you see one on here that shouldn't be on here, feel free to call in and tell us to remove it. But that leads and transitions well to our next thing. Right now, we're going to do the veto round, where all three of us take one item off the list and then say it's not the worst marketing campaign. It's actually not that bad comparatively to everything we just talked about. So with no further ado, I would like to start with the youngest person here. I'm going to go with King Vitamin Jr., Jonathan Fendler. Which item here do you think is not the worst marketing campaign?
Well, just based solely on my lack of information on it.
I'm glad you did some studying.
I would say Napa know-how.
Napa know-how. Well, it only
unless it's spelled with a N-O instead of a K-N-O-W, then it's still on the board.
Napa know-how.
Yeah.
It seems like a little like Cantonese in there.
Yeah, I want that off the list because that's annoying when you say it.
Wait, that makes it a bad marketing campaign.
Yeah, but it's so bad that I don't want it on the list anymore.
So what? This is actually the first ever something so bad he wants it off the list so we don't have to talk about it anymore.
I think so.
Okay, Napa know-how, you're gone. There you go. Austin, Fry, it's your up. What are you sitting here? What is not the worst marketing campaign to you?
I like Amy Schumer.
Ooh.
And
Jonathan Fendler, that's the one he definitely wanted on this, is the Bud Light Party. So you like Amy Schumer.
I hate Seth Rogen. So let's keep it up there. Yeah.
Paul Rudd is in the commercial.
Paul Rudd, yeah, I like Paul Rudd.
Who doesn't like Paul Rudd? We're all a little bit Ant-Man on the inside.
I'm not more of an uncle, man.
I don't know.
No, take your time, Austin. We got all day.
I'm DraftKings.
It's live.
I play DraftKings.
You play DraftKings?
Yeah.
How'd you do?
It's pretty good.
You won money in DraftKings.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not that hard. It's pretty easy.
Guys, apparently DraftKings, that commercial where they tell you can win all these money, apparently you can just do that. Yeah. If Austin Fry can do it, anybody can do it, I think. No offense.
I mean, you know, my dad helped.
Oh, jeez.
Like you. Okay, DraftKings can get off that list.
DraftKings gone off the list.
Yeah.
Up to me now. I'm going to take one off the list. I'm going to tell you guys, again, feel free to call in if you want to take something off the list yourself or if you want to add something to the show. Add a worst marketing campaign maybe we're missing. Feel free to call in. We're talking worst marketing campaign. My turn to veto. And I'm going to tell you, I love the troops more than anybody. There's nobody loves the troops more than me. If anything, I love the troops too much. All right? I've known a troop. I've heard of the troops. Therefore, I got to take off Army Strong, guys. Yeah. I think it's not as good as Army of One, but Army Strong is still...
Still, it's not as good as their most effective campaign, which was...
Drafting?
Congratulations, you're drafted, yeah.
I ruined the joke. But it was worth it.
It's kind of funny that DraftKings and then Armin Strong gets taken off.
Yeah, that's kind of, and we have King Vitamin Jr. over here. It all ties together in one coincidence.
Yeah, it's usually it's usually supposed to happen at the end of the show, but.
Oh, they tie it all together? Yeah, we don't do that here. No, we tie it all together immediately, and then we just kind of live in the ether for a while.
No loose ends.
There's no loose ends.
No man left behind.
We're a CBS-style procedural episode. You start, you end, nothing to talk about after that.
Yeah.
So we're taking off Army Strong, folks. Really, this first page is really getting taken out here.
I mean, if someone gave me like a piece of paper towels and it says it's Army Strong, I would expect it to not break.
Yeah. You know? But, you know, it's more for the Army.
I'm just saying it makes sense.
Armstrong. Lance Armstrong? Neil Armstrong? Louis Armstrong?
Strong.
Arm?
Strong arm of the law.
Strong arm of the law? King Arm the strongest vitamin? Am I wrong?
No, that was our first... idea for
his first draft.
The slogan for the 2.0.
The selfish that King Arm, the strongest.
Yeah, because long arm of the strong.
Long arm of the strong. Yeah. So when you, if your dad's a king, how did he feel about you making the selfie stick?
He was, well, I mean, he has a flip phone. That's as far as he's got. So he really didn't understand the idea.
Gotcha.
But, you know, he's been very supportive of most of my ideas, so.
No, you have other ideas?
Yes, I do.
Well, what are one of your other ideas there, Mr. Fenton?
Well, you know the umbrella that dodges the rain? I want
to... Wait.
deflects the rain.
Okay, I thought you meant dodge. That's the worst umbrella ever. You just get wet.
What I have created or have designed, it's not in production yet. I'm still trying to get my patent.
Okay.
It's a blower that pushes the rain back up.
Oh, I see. So
you're attacking. It doesn't deflect it. It's more of a stance, attacking stance, yes, towards rain and fighting nature.
So your idea, is it a fan?
It's a fan, battery powered.
Obviously.
12D batteries, and it pushes the rain back up.
So you have a little force field above you.
All the way up, or just?
Well, right now it only goes about 15 feet up.
Okay. Ah, I see.
So I'm trying to double that to get it to 30 feet. But then I've got complaints from other people like, well, it's just going to fall on someone else.
Yeah, I don't know.
If everyone has those umbrellas, it just
stays above. And that's what I'm trying to tell everyone. Get that, and the rain will stay between 15 and 30 feet above us at all times.
That's not bad. Well, what if you just put it in the sidewalks of the roads?
It's a good idea. Maybe
you're literally like fighting gravity.
Okay. All right. We're going on next.
Here, let me try it again.
All right. Now we're going to the second round of vetoes, folks. Everyone loves the veto. Jonathan Fendler on here. What do you think is not the worst marketing campaign? Also, this is a cat.
Well, the Energizer Bunny is, I'm conflicted because what it's saying is how did the song go?
It keeps going and going.
Which means that you can have that battery forever. I could see how that would also be disruptive to the company because you need to sell batteries in order to stay in business.
Yes. So you're saying if you make a battery so powerful that you don't need to buy another battery, why did you make the battery?
Yes.
It's like that, what was the, there was a gum, chewing gum, they say it lasts longer than anything. And then in the commercial is the board going, well, we're going to go out of business. That was the commercial.
Oh, is that Carefree?
Yeah.
Five gum?
I think it was...
You know why it's called five gum? It's because it stimulates all five of your senses.
Even sound?
Yeah. Is sound a sense?
Just you chew.
Or hearing.
I think it's sound. You guys are experts in advertising, not senses. Like,
well, my dad's an expert.
Okay. All right, so yeah, we're taking out the Energizer Bunny. That makes sense.
Mom's dead.
It's not like. I mean, this is just that really taking this turn to a. Anyways, I'm glad you had closure. Folks, the Energizer Bunny. Here's the thing: it's not a bad campaign because it would make people still want to buy. The Energizer.
Well, you just made the batteries long enough that like people like didn't notice that that lasts longer than the batteries, but also have it so they don't also.
Well, that's a little bit diabolical almost.
What?
They it lasts long enough, but it's still not long forever. This cat just patted me. That's the best part.
What I don't like about it though is the bunny on the commercial is the same speed as a turtle. Shouldn't he be a little faster?
But he's got a shell. It's like he's holding a turtle shell. That's why he's so slow. Because the drum is like a turtle shell.
Yeah, same but he's a bunny. It's supposed to be fast.
Yeah, that's well, he true. Can't use all four of his legs because two of his arms are beating the drum.
Well, whatever.
So that was the worst one?
What? No, we're saying that's not the worst one. We're vetoing ones that... Do you understand what's going on?
Yeah, I do now.
Okay, we're taking off ones on the list that we don't think are the worst marketing campaign. So now it's up to you, Austin.
Okay. I don't think it's the worst.
Yeah, you don't think it's the worst. Did you think the other one was the worst?
No.
Okay. So you just decided to 180 your own brain.
I know what I'm doing.
All right. Well, which one's not the worst here?
I don't know. They're all pretty bad. I think Life Alert's not the worst because I've fallen and I can't get up. That's why you would have Life Alert in the first place.
It's true.
I mean, it's kind of brutal. It shows an old woman with her back broken, fell down the stairs.
You really assume the back was broken there. It's just an old lady like laying on the ground saying, "Help me, I've fallen, I can't get up."
Old women have brittle bones.
Okay. That's true. I'm not going to disagree there. That's science.
Like, I think a flaw in that whole campaign, though, is let's say that someone's having, like, a seizure. They can't say, "Help, I've fallen, I can't get up." So that's not going to help them. They're just going to lay there. They've got the button that's real close to them. But it's the same thing is going to happen whether they had it or not.
So... You know the button doesn't work by you saying, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up." You have to press the button.
You can't press it if you're having a seizure.
I thought just one side of your side goes down. You know what you do? When you fall, you land on it.
Yeah, so if you can do that, then keep it up.
Yeah, then you're going face first into the ground.
If you can do that, then get it off the board.
All right,
say Life Alert.
It's
you know, it's telling you what you got to get.
It's not a perfect product, okay?
No.
That's true. If you have seizures, you're screwed.
But the tagline for it makes sense for what you're selling.
Yeah, I can't. It's for bone people.
Yeah. For brittle boned old ladies who live by themselves.
Well, you know, men can use it too. It's not just for ladies. It's a unisex product.
Oh, then maybe keep it on.
All right. I guess looks like I'm up, you know? It looks like I'm up here. Here's the deal. And I'm only saying this because it's a relatively new commercial. And it is weirdly catchy if you're off a little bit, but it is off. It doesn't make me really want to drink. I think Mountain Dew is what it's for. I'm going to take Puppy Monkey Baby. Puppy Monkey Baby. Puppy Monkey Baby. I'm taking it off the list because I do feel like there's some people that they enjoyed it and people are still talking about it. Therefore, it must be a decent marketing campaign. So I'm removing Puppy Monkey Baby.
Yeah, for people who like nightmares.
I kind of like nightmares. Well, it's like, do you want a nightmare? No. Stay up all night with Mountain Dew Kickstart.
Yeah, that keeps you from having nightmares. Although when you finally do go to sleep,
oh man, that is, that's not even night terrors anymore. That is a hellscape that you will never leave.
Sleep paralysis. In my case, it's bedwetting time.
Okay. At least your dad's a king, so you have so many bedrooms, you can sleep in different beds every night.
Yeah.
My dad's the king of Viacom. He's a CEO of Viacom. There's a complete difference. Man,
you could say, and you could be Prince Viacom.
Oh,
then we can hang out.
Yeah, we can. Can we do that? I'm neither one of your kings. Okay. you guys are allowed to. Oh, and a cat. It will.
I was just asking, just as a friend.
Yeah. Well, I didn't. I'm glad throughout this podcast we've become friends, yeah. Austin. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
It really means a lot. You know. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Not as good as friend as.
Who couldn't be a good friend to Prince Vitamin Junior King, the King?
King Selfie Stick 2.0.
My dad has his own office.
Well, my dad has his own office and his own secretary.
Jeez.
I don't mean to one up your dad.
That's cool. Does your dad have any kids?
Nope.
I win.
Not one.
Not one child. My dad's retired. Am I involved? I'll stay. No, he just left. He stopped doing the work.
Oh, I thought you said something else.
Okay, we're down to our final five, folks. Let me read off the list again. Avoid the Noid, Bud Light Party, Ajax Stronger Than Dirt, Hallmark When You Care Enough to Get the Best, and Ford Escape the Hands-Free Liftgate. So right at this point, we're going to go through each item one by one, talk about it, and discuss whether it should be in the top three. And we're going to start with the first one on the list, Avoid the Noid. Is Avoid the Noid one of the top three worst marketing campaigns? What do you guys think about the Noid and avoiding it?
What? When I watch them, the commercials, I think they're from the 80s, right?
Yes.
You have this claymation character who has this thing that wants to crush this pizza. But I don't see how ordering Domino's will make you avoid the guy that's going
to
crush it.
Yeah, he kind of is waiting for it to leave the pizza place to get it. So if you want to save the pizza, the best thing to do would be to leave it in Domino's, right?
Yeah, or pick it up.
How stupid is the Domino's franchise for having the guy there in the first place?
Yeah, why? Maybe it's like a creation that just went horribly awry.
So it was like intended for good.
Yes.
And then it turned evil, and then it remained in their business.
Yeah, it's one of those things. It's like when we got King Kong. You know, we brought King Kong over here,
yeah.
And we thought it was all good. You know, we're like, oh, King Kong, we'll just put him in this theater. We'll put him on stage. Everyone will like it. We'll put some weak shackles on it. We'll take a lot of pictures, and then it'll lose its mind. And I think that's what happened. I think the Noid is basically the pizza King Kong.
Well, and then it gives fuel for other people who don't like Domino's to riot against it. So
you created a monster.
Yeah. And perhaps a martyr.
Why a martyr?
Let's say you're in the Papa John's camp or Pizza Hut camp.
A lot of Papa John's, you know, a lot of dads in this episode.
Well, yeah, I make pizza myself, and I call it Prince John's.
Prince John's, gotcha.
Because, you know, the running gag that we're doing.
Well, it's funny because you didn't even know what a prince was earlier in the episode. So you made a pizza called Prince John's.
Yeah.
That just rolls off the tongue.
I made it in my mind, okay?
You know what doesn't roll off your tongue? Prince John's pizza.
Yeah, because it stays in your mouth and you eat it. I got it. I got where you're going.
And it doesn't melt there.
Yeah. No, it doesn't. It stays rock hard.
It melts in your stomach.
It melts in your stomach.
Because of the acid in your stomach.
not in your mouth. I feel like this is not a good pizza
campaign. I think we started our own ad.
I think we did.
Prince John's Pizza melts in your stomach because of stomach acid.
Yeah. well, we got. If you guys want to add that to number 12, feel free to call in for Prince John's Pizza melts in your stomach because of stomach acid. Do you think Avoid the Noise should be a top three then, from what you're saying? Because Domino's created its own monster to make its campaign against.
I root for monsters, so I think it should be taken off the list.
So you don't think it's a top three? All right. You don't think it's a top three? Austin, do you think it's a top three?
I don't think it's a top three.
All right, we'll keep it off the list. We'll continue to go through, see what's going on with the other one. The next one is the Bud Light Party. Austin thought about taking it off. I got to ask Fendler, why do you not like this campaign so much?
Well, it has one joke in it that I can't stand. It's the... we have a big caucus, but not the biggest. And I can't stand it. Then I think they were like, well, let's just put two funny people in here, and we won't really have anything written. We'll just make them stand there and
ad-lib
and look funny. And they're not. It's annoying, and I'm glad that they scrapped the campaign. Paul Rudd is in it, though.
I do like Paul Rudd and the Hispanic guy from Ant-Man as
Michael
well.
Michael Pena.
Yeah, he's really funny. I like him a lot, too.
Yeah, he's good.
But Seth Rogen and Amy Schumer, if you're watching.
Shame on you.
All right, so you're saying it's one of the worst three just because of the audacity for them to make a campaign where it's just they think two funny people are improvising.
I don't know. It just feels very arrogant to me.
Yeah, and that's the last thing I want out of my beer is arrogance.
Yeah, actually, I quit drinking, I think, subconsciously because those ads came out. I'm just realizing that now.
Well, I started drinking just to get over it. And I was always Miller Lite, a silver bullet.
I drank tequila.
Tequila tequila.
Okay, this ability.
It's pretty bad.
Okay,
this part is pretty.
We'll put this on the verge whether it's a top three or not. We got three more to go. It looks like it's probably gonna get in there. The next one, Ajax stronger than dirt. What is Ajax exactly?
It's soap.
It's a cleaning agent.
It's a cleaning agent. I thought it was a glue, and I was very confused at the stronger than dirt.
Well, yeah, that's. You know what else is stronger than dirt?
Soap.
Water.
Water. Wind. Time.
Time.
So I think they eventually changed it to stronger than grease, which fixed it, which makes stronger than dirt sound more stupid. So I think it should
stronger than dirt's pretty bad.
Stronger than dirt. We'll say at the top three. We'll talk about it later.
Dirt's not very strong. I mean, the earth is dirt. The earth's pretty strong.
The earth is not like dirt is of the earth, but the earth itself is not dirt.
But there's a lot of dirt on the earth.
Yeah. Well. A lot of dirt on the earth.
Which brings up another point. There's more dirt than there is Ajax. So per capita.
For now.
Ajax doesn't have a chance.
That's why it has to be stronger. It can't be equal to dirt because I'll never.
Well, it kind of makes sense because it's like, I hope this can get rid of the dirt I have. And they're like, don't worry. It's stronger than dirt.
I love the idea of somebody at the store being like, I'm just covered in dirt. Like, do you have anything strong enough for this task?
Yeah, go take a shower.
But what about soap?
Soap, shampoo?
Dove?
Okay.
Oil of Olay?
Oil. Vegetable oil?
Head and Shoulders.
All right. That means Ajax stand on the list, top three. Hallmark, when you care enough to get the best. Now, this one,
See, are you sure it's when you care enough or if you care enough?
If you care, you're right. Sorry. If you care enough, let's imagine I wrote that right on the first place. If you care enough to get the best.
Hallmark's not the best.
The best what? Greeting cards.
Well, then, what if someone doesn't know what Hallmark is?
I feel like if you know what a greeting card is, you're pretty sure you know what Hallmark is.
What if you don't know what a greeting card is?
Well, then why do you need the campaign?
I don't understand why you need a card for greeting, because it's like, we could greet like this. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
No cards needed.
Yeah. Stupid.
I felt like you cared.
This is my get well soon card.
Oh, thanks. I'm not sick, but...
Did it work?
Maybe I was sick. I didn't know it.
So, it was pretty soon then.
Yeah.
Sweet. But so the idea, if you care enough to get the best, for me personally, if you care enough,
no.
Not a lot of people care.
No.
You're taking away a whole section of people. They're like, I really don't care to get a card.
Yeah.
And mostly men, right? Am I right?
Yeah, mostly guys.
One of the toughest things to do is get your wife a card and flowers. Like, I just want to play sports.
Yeah.
Yes, about sports. What I says when you care enough to get the very best, but if you care enough, you're going to make something yourself, like a craft, and you're not going to spend money.
Yeah. So you don't really care because you're taking an easier way out.
Like every time I've gone to Hallmark, it's been 15 minutes before the birthday party I'm going to.
Well, did you care enough?
If I did.
Yeah. So I guess you have to, there has to be some amount of care, because if you didn't care at all, you wouldn't even go.
I think it's more, it's not so much care about the other person. It's what the other person, you're mostly obligated to get that.
That is, if you care enough what people think about you, then you'll get the very best.
What they should change it to is Hallmark. We're here because you're obligated to buy something.
We're here based on societal norms.
Yes.
So, do you think that's one of the top three worst?
I don't think it's the worst, but it's pretty bad.
Okay, we'll put it on the cusp with Bud Light Party, then we'll try and figure out what's going on there.
Okay.
Next, Ford Escape, the hands-free liftgate. The whole marketing campaign for a car, for an SUV that you're going to get, is that if your hands are full, you can put your foot under the trunk, and the trunk would open. That's it. You didn't care about mileage. You don't care about safety. You don't care about the four-wheel drive.
I mean, it's already established.
Well, safety guidelines and everything, whether you're climbing up a ladder, there's the three-point. You have to have three points on something. So when you're taking two hands away and now 1 foot away, you're on 1 foot. That is a lawsuit waiting to happen.
That is a lawsuit removing one of your points of contact.
You're going to fall down.
Isn't the 3 points of contact for climbing a ladder, not being on the ground?
Yes, but you're doing the exact opposite when you're opening this car.
And in the thing, they show you the person holding a baby and then doing the one leg.
That's not very fair for the baby.
Just put the baby under there.
Yeah.
Let the baby do it. It's actually safer for you to sweep under.
Or put the baby on top of the car. And
then open. No, that's what
I would just do is push the baby into the button. And then change it to so easy that even a stupid baby can do it.
Okay, well, Geico already had something like that. So easy a caveman could do it.
Oh, well, caveman and babies are two different things.
That's true.
Unless it's back when cavemen were having babies.
Was there a time cavemen weren't having babies?
Yes. There was like
a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago. And you could see the angst in their eyes. It was really a scary time in our history.
The rough day at the zoo.
Just angsty ass cavemen. Just running around like, ah, man, we're not having babies no more. And
2 weeks ago.
I'm listening to Good Charlotte because I'm so angst. You ever listen to Good Charlotte?
Yeah.
Because of angst?
Well, yeah.
Nice. Oh. Austin Fry with the one word answers. He's doing killing it. God, I wish your dad was here.
I'm to the point and quick. That's how I got my job.
Oh, working for your father?
At Viacom.
See, I thought you were getting ready to say Jimmy John's. That's how I got my job at Jimmy John's.
I used to work there. And then I got fired.
Why'd you get fired?
I kept eating all the sandwiches.
Well, that's... Did you pay for them?
No.
You were just eating the product.
Yeah.
Never get high on your own supply.
Well, I would get high, and then I would eat our supply.
So
the driver.
Never get high and eat your supply.
Yeah.
She was working at Jimmy John's, but you were using Subway's slogan. You were there eating fresh.
I was. Well, I was a manager.
Superman came. What's your job title? I'm Superman of Jimmy John's.
The higher up manager fired me, and then I was like, Dad, that one didn't work out.
And your dad was like, well, hey, son, at Viacom, we always need guys with fresh ideas.
Yeah.
You're always been real quick and fast.
Yeah. Well, I was like, why don't we like make sandwiches for the people who work here as well as people who order here? Because everyone gets hungry. And they didn't like that. So the go-getter I am, I just put it into practice.
By the way.
You know.
I'm sorry. Why don't we make food for us too? We're people.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm surprised it didn't work out for you. I'm unbelievable.
I am too.
So we're going. So foreign escape, hands free lift gate. You're agreeing with me. Top three worst.
Yeah, I'd say it's the top three worst.
Yeah, top three worst. Okay, so that means we're down to Bud Light Party, and Hallmark. If you care enough to get the very best, which one of those would be in the top three?
Well, I mean, I don't know why I'm so bitter about the Bud Light Party. Maybe because it's a two-party system and they're trying to come in and
steal, as a third party,
steal votes.
Do you think that's what cost Hillary the election, was the Bud Light Party?
Yeah, I think subconsciously people
wrote in Bud Light.
Saw that commercial and then they went Green Party or whatever the other party is.
Yeah, well, the Bud Light Party was a blue party, so you think that would have kind of pushed them towards Democrats?
Yeah.
If anything, that's the reason Hillary won the popular vote, because of Bud Light Party. Did you know that, guys? Did you know that was the reason? All right, so I'm going to take off Avoid the Noid.
Okay. That one actually is okay.
So Bud Light Party, Hallmark, what do you think, Austin? What do you think for us?
I think Bud Light Party is probably worse. I don't like Hallmark at all as a company or a business.
Don't like it.
But it's made for old women to get cards.
Yeah, we can do this.
Hello. Hey, how are you?
Greeting.
Easy. Done.
No cards needed.
It's not so much that we hate the Hallmark's campaign as much as we Hallmark the idea itself.
Yeah, I don't like Hallmark itself. But
so the campaign's not the worst. It's just Hallmark is a company that thrives on our need to please other people.
I can see that slogan convincing people to go to Hallmark.
Yeah, if you care enough. Okay.
Yeah, it's very manipulative. Yeah. Advertising.
Yeah. How dare they not just be upfront with us? All right.
It's not stupid. It's just manipulative.
We're down to the final three. We've got Bud Light Party, the Ford Escape, Hands-Free Liftgate, and Ajax, Stronger Than Dirt. So now we're down to the final three. Is there one of those that doesn't stand out, shouldn't be in the final two, that comes to you? Austin?
I don't know.
Fendler?
Any that should not.
Yeah, we want to get to the final two. So which one is the odd man out, you think?
Well, Ajax, Stronger Than Dirt, 50, Bud Light Party, 4.
Ford Escape, you have a hands-free lift gate, which I think you there's a button that you can push.
Yes.
It also lifts gates, right?
Yep. Yep. On your phone.
And then you can have two hands and then the button.
Yeah, but you got to plan on having the button there when you put the thing in your hands, right?
So.
What's so hard about putting the thing down real quick? And then
it's like you don't even get it, man. You know how hard that is on the back to set something down and then open a trunk? People don't want to do that no more. We are a fast-moving country.
Yeah, Six Sigma efficiency is what they're looking for.
Well, I'm a young guy.
You want to make it to the very top, folks. Six Sigma. Where are the weaknesses? Where are the redundancies? Put it all together and then have hours and hours of meetings on it to learn how to be the best manager possible by being away from your team because you're taking training to be the best manager possible.
But one good thing that came out of it, hands-free liftgate.
Hands-free liftgate, identify the problem. All right, so you're saying hands-free liftgate is not a top two then? It's difficult. This is very, very conceptual episode. This is one of our more.
I would say that I digress to.
Austin.
This is too much for me.
Austin, which one of these three?
If it's too much for that guy.
I can't imagine. Old who King Vitamin Jr., the Prince of Vitamins.
Which one are we looking at?
The three that aren't crossed out. Which one do you think shouldn't be in the top two?
Okay.
I think Ajax stronger than Dirt should be in the top two.
I think so too.
So now they may help you out a little better. Ford Escape or Bud Light Party. Bud Light Party, that's Amy Schumer and Seth Rogen making very bad jokes, whether it's written, whether it's improv. People just thought they would go because they had star appeal. The Ford Escape liftgate, they put their whole campaign on the fact that you could open the trunk with your foot. They didn't even care about anything other aspects of the car.
I say for safety reasons, the Ford Escape stays up there. I'm very concerned about people's well-being, and I think they overlooked it.
They didn't Six Sigma that
day. That's a solid response.
So we're taking out Bud Light Party then?
I don't know.
For the Ford Escape to have someone holding a baby and being that flagrant in their actions.
That flagrant, that obvious, you know?
But the jokes are pretty bad. Bud Light Party.
Yeah, caucus is a stupid joke, right?
Yeah, it's not a good joke. It's
terrible not
joke.
The biggest caucus. Whoa, well, congratulations.
It gets the job done.
Congratulations. You guys just did the hack joke in front of millions of people at the Super Bowl.
You know what the Super Bowl people said? We like that.
We like that because we don't know
anything about.
We don't know anything other than all that fat cash that came our way because you were buying the space.
Okay. So now, finally, you seem to be switching. Do you think Bud Light Party is worse than Ford Escape? This is incredible. This is the most difficult top three we've ever gotten to, I believe. You guys are.
I think. I don't have to worry about Bud Light Party anymore because I
you stopped drinking.
So maybe that how bad that commercial was really helped me long term. So helped me long term. So that should come off the list.
But I don't drink Bud Light anymore because of that commercial. And the commercial's intention is to make you want to buy and use the product.
So I'm going to tell you right at the time, I'm taking off Ford Escape because both of you have stopped drinking because of this Bud Light commercial.
I stopped drinking Bud Light.
Okay, well, you know, I tried to give you the benefit of the doubt then. Okay. Ford Escape going off the list. We're down to the final two, and I would usually take time to further describe what these two things are, but I feel like we've really got these things down. So we're going to go to the vote. We're down to Ajax Stronger Than Dirt in the Bud Light Party. First person to vote, I'm going to give it to Austin Fry. What do you think is the worst marketing campaign between the two?
Well,
feel free to talk out your thoughts.
Well, Stronger Than Dirt, it's pretty bad.
Maybe some of your subconscious thoughts.
Stop drinking Bud Light Party. because of the Bud Light party.
One of the things I'm just realizing is I don't know if there is any vitamins in that cereal. So maybe I've been living a lie this whole time.
Okay, Austin, still your vote here.
Stronger than dirt.
Yep, that's one of them.
Makes sense. I'm going with Bud Light Party.
Bud Light Party, worst marketing campaign per Austin Fry. Right. I'm going to vote next.
And if you're at a party and all they have is Bud Light, it's, you can go fuck yourself.
At least have some variety. I'm going to vote next, folks. I got to tell you, Bud Light Party didn't affect my Bud Light drinking. But the idea of soap being stronger than dirt, as if dirt needed competitors, like, why don't you just have soap? It works. It cleans you. Why do you always have to be so adversarial? So I'm voting Ajax because it's too much conflict, too much hatred. I'm voting Ajax stronger than dirt, worst ad campaign, which leaves it obviously up the tiebreaker to King Vitamin Jr. himself, Prince Vitamin, a.k.a. Jonathan Fendler.
I'll be honest. I feel like I should feel more pressure.
But you don't.
But I don't. Ajax... stronger than dirt. I think we all know how I feel about that in previous
conversations.
Yeah.
Discussions.
Jibber jabber. Jibber jabber. Bud Light Party. There's an arrogance to it that I just can't. But it's brought this hate, this feeling in me. So maybe it is a good, campaign, because maybe that's what
you have an emotional response to it.
Yes, but I have that same response to people who don't listen. So
what was that?
So I would say that Bud Light Party is the worst one.
Bud Light Party, worst marketing campaign. Congratulations. There's a cat right here. I'll circle this. Bud Light Party is the worst marketing campaign, folks. Amy Schumer, Seth Rogen, you should feel bad about yourselves. All the viewers watching this show, I think we're up to about 60 viewers, which is great. We got about 10, 19 likes. That's fantastic. Thank you so much for liking
the show. What's number 12?
Number 12, nobody called in, so we don't have a number 12.
Oh, shit. Can I write one in?
I've got one.
Well, guys, the show is like, we just finished the show.
King Vitamin. I don't think there's any vitamins in that cereal.
We don't. They're not. Is King Vitamin worse than Bud Light Party?
My whole life's been a shame.
So you're saying King Vitamin's worse than Bud Light Party?
King Vitamin doesn't have any vitamins in it.
Yeah, the ad was, it's got vitamins.
It's just a bunch of puffy flour that you put in milk.
So there was no vitamins whatsoever in this thing.
I'm wondering.
If they said they had vitamins, and you're saying it doesn't have vitamins, isn't that illegal?
That's just a lie.
Maybe it's the King Vitamin who's just promoting this bland cereal. I need to talk to my dad.
Okay, well,
me too.
Maybe a future episode we'll talk about King Vitamin and really discuss it. But right now, the worst marketing campaign is Bud Light Party. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much, my expert, my guest here, Austin Fry, very funny stand-up comic in Indianapolis, regular host at Morty's, does very well. Soon, probably working at Crackers, maybe, which would be great. Austin Fry, do you have any Twitters or Facebook or upcoming shows that you'd like to plug?
My email is austinfryhatemail@gmail.com.
austinfryhatemail@gmail.com.
And I'm hosting for Rob Van Dam.
Rob Van Dam, RVD.
In Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Awesome. That's fantastic. That's going to be a cool show. So if you're in Fort Wayne, Indiana, go check that out. What's the day of that show?
November 15th.
November 15th.
Tiger Room, Fort Wayne, a Let's Comedy production.
Let's Comedy Production. That's fantastic. Check it out, guys. It's going to be an amazing show up in Fort Wayne. Austin Fry, very funny. And RVD, if you like wrestling, that guy, he does
one of a kind.
Frog Splash Man himself.
Jonathan Fendler, you're here, which is nice. It's nice to have you here. You
exist. Here.
Do you have any second favorite comic I have in Indianapolis? I want him to think about that for a little bit.
Well, I know who the first one is.
I'm very good. No, probably Jimmy Robertson. Anyways, Jonathan Fendler. just an amazing, very odd act, but it works very well. Do you have anything, Twitter, Instagram, things you'd like to plug?
No Twitter due to lack of interest. White Rabbit, the Evening with the Authors is the first Tuesday of every month. And then White Rabbit, there's a Wowie Zowie show, which my friend Walter will make an appearance. And I think that's on November the 25th.
I believe it's November 25th. Let me check for a sec. 19, 20. Yeah, November the 25th. The White Rabbit Cabaret. If you live in Indianapolis, you got to check out the White Rabbit. They have amazing shows. The last Friday of the month is the Wowie Zowie show, which is one of the most unique shows you can see. And then the first Tuesday of the month is Evening of the Authors, which...
Yeah, I think you've done that before, right?
I've done Evening of the Authors. I can't tell you how cool a show it is. It's like my favorite thing to do. Just a bunch of different characters, a lot of physical comedy, a lot of cerebral comedy. Every form of comedy is in this one little show. So check it out, first Tuesday of the month. And then the Wowie Zowie show, which is just an extravagant party talent show. You got it. It's ridiculous. Last Friday, the one. So White Rabbit Cabaret, please check it out. Again, I'm your host, Joe Bates. You can find me on Twitter, at JoeAmerica22. Tweet me, guys. Let me know what you think of the show. Let me know if you think of anything I should rank in the future. So at JoeAmerica22 on Instagram, at Joe Bates Comedy. And you can find me on Facebook, just Joe Bates. I'm probably friends of your friends. So you should check that out. And again, BidChat, thank you very much, at Joe Bates Comedy. Always doing a show every Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. But the next 2 weeks, I actually won't be able to do because I'll be in Europe. I'll be in Europe, Nice, France, and Rome, Italy. I'll try and call in one a day from there, just see how you guys are doing. But if I don't, I'll be back in 3 weeks with two amazing guest experts as well. So that's thank you very much. Worst marketing campaign is the Bud Light Party. So that's thank you very much. Thank you for listening. You're welcome. Have a good night, everybody.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Ranks to meet you.
Ranks to meet you.